Okay, so when we were talking about adverts, none of us had any difficulty whatsoever coming up with an advert that we can remember. And actually, I could probably think of about 7 or 8 adverts that really stick in my mind. But do you think there's too much advertising nowadays? I mean, you can't move for adverts, can you?
Yeah, it certainly affects the way that you look at the world and the way you see yourself even, I think. There's a common theme running through all sorts of different adverts, which is that they sell you a lifestyle and they sell you an image, I think, and they say that you need to have this product or this service in order to be the person you should be. And I think it can be quite an unpleasant experience sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that also happens a lot with body image. And people always talk about body image for women, but I think it happens for women and men.
Yeah, and more so now with men than in the past, I think.
Yeah, I think that's growing too. And I think that it's really everywhere, because it's not just like billboards, it's on the back of the bus stations, those glass things that cover the bus stations. And the most sort of upsetting thing for me about the pervasiveness of advertising is when I start to like sing a jingle or a song from an advertisement that I didn't know that I knew.
Yeah. And then you can't get it out of your head and it's on loop. Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes in under your subconscious somehow
exactly.
And just pervades inside you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel sorry for parents now with kids, because I mean, it's peer pressure and all that kind of stuff, but I think all of that originates in this creation of things that, you know, creating the desire for things that you don't necessarily need, like you said. I mean, you know, the trains, the phone, the everywhere, you just can't move for it.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was in high school in the 1990s, and it was very, very important which trainers you wore. You had to have Nike Air, it had to be Nike Air Jordan, or a Reebok Pump, or Adidas Samba. Those were the only acceptable ones if you wanted to be cool, if you wanted to, you know, play a role in the social dynamic of your classmates. Shoes that you wore were incredibly important, and they were rubbish. They were really low quality shoes. They were stitched together probably in North Africa or Bangladesh by people our own age,
little
I suppose.
Kids,
made out of really cheap materials, and they didn't last very long.
Yeah. And then there were the generic brands that were like the Adidas that had the 3 stripes that were made to look exactly like Adidas but weren't Adidas, and that just shows how important the actual brand is.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Adidas, I remember seeing Adidas.
Something that I think is interesting too is the different ways of advertisement. Like, we think about magazines and like on the television and stuff, but something that was funny for me that they don't anymore do in New York is when I got to Madrid, and in my neighborhood there were those vans would drive around the neighborhood announcing different types of like a mattress store or a different type of product over a loudspeaker. And to me it seemed so ridiculous, like it seemed so obvious. And then I thought, well, why is this any more ridiculous than any other type of advertisement?